Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Chof Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. The first Tosfos on Daf Chof Ches, Dibur Masel Lashel Musaf in Kol Hayoyim, we had learned in the Gemara on the lower part of this Daf that the Zman for Tfilas Musaf, as we saw in the Mishnah, is all day. Hiksha Harav Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal De Amrinu Beperek Tomid Nishchat Musafin B'Sheish Bozichin B'sheva. The Gemara in Psachim says that the Korban Musaf was offered at the sixth hour of the day, and the Shmona Esrei of Musaf is in honor of that Korban. And it says there it was offered at the sixth hour of the day, not all day. The Bozichin, which were the contained the Levoina of the Lechem Aponim, they were offered at the seventh hour. But we have to emphasize the issue of the Musafin B'Sheish. V'chitema, you might try to answer, Hani Milu Mitzvah, that which the Gemara Psachim says is the best way. Avol Di'eved Kol Yoima Nami Zimnehu. You might say, but B'Di'eved, that if you didn't do it at the sixth hour, you still have the whole day. Hare B'Tumura, there's a girsa on the side that says biyuma. It said mashma shamusafin hoyu nishchotin im hatomid v'niktorin imo. It appears there that the korban musaf was slaughtered, was offered along with the tomid, which is quite a bit earlier. And once again, you don't see a reference to the whole day being available. If anything, it's to be done early in the day. So how can it be said that the Korban Musaf, the Tefillah Shel Musaf, you have all day? V'tirates, he answers, Dehosam Mayri B'Shabbos. That source where we saw an indication of the Korban Musaf being offered so early, that's a reference to Shabbos. But if you're not dealing with Shabbos, let's say you're dealing with Chol HaMoed. So, and under such circumstances, it's likely that there are many other korbanos that would be offered before you're going to offer the musaf. It appears from the Marshal that, nevertheless, the idea of musaf being all day, that in fact is the di'eved, and lichatchila, it should be done early. The next Tosfos, Halocha Mispalel Shel Mincha V'Achakach Mispalel Shel Musaf. This was a reference to the Shita of the Chachomim, who argued with Rabbi Yehuda, and that if a person did not daven Musaf until that late in the day, that it was already time for Mincha, so you would daven Mincha first and then Musaf. As we look over this Tosfos, we're going to see two approaches to the issue that he opens up with. So we have a number one here. Mikan yesh lizor b'yom kippurim. From what our Gemara is saying, that you should daven if you are, wait later in the day and mincha time has arrived. So on Yom Kippur, when a lot of time is spent in shul and davening, so you should be careful on Yom Kippur. L'spalo tefilas shachris kodim sheish shol sumechza. That Shachris, the Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris, should be finished before the sixth and a half hour of the day. Interesting that Shachris, really, you have until Chatzos Hayom, even if you hold like the Rabbanon, and we're working right now within the Shita of the Rabbanon, because they are the ones that say you're Mispalel Mincha and then Musaf, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's interesting that Tosfos points out Kodem Sheishos Umechso. Really, you would think it should be Kodem Sheishos, But whatever the case is, Tosfos is making a point with regard to Mincha, which whose time is Sheish Shos Umechtsa. So on Yom Kippur, a person should be careful to finish Shacharis before Sheish Shos Umechtsa. Dahainu Koidem Shiagia Shas HaMincha. They should be careful to finish the Shacharis before the Mincha time comes. The Ilo Kain Hoyutzrichin Lispalel Tfilas HaMincha Koidem. Because if one were to delay that long, then he would have to daven mincha first. The Tosfos HaRosh adds over here maybe that which is really obvious, but when Tosfos says here to finish the Shacharis before 6.5 hours, it really means finish the Shacharis and also start Musaf at that time. Because otherwise, as Tosfos says here, the Ilo Kain, if you're not going to start the Musaf by 6.5 hours of the day, then Hayutzrich Nispalot Filas HaMincha Kodem, then you're going to end up having to daven Mincha before doing the Musaf. So that it's important, as far as this first approach of Tosfos, when it comes to Yom Kippur, when we do spend a long time with Filos, with davening, to finish the Shacharis in such a way that you'll begin the Musaf before the 6.5 hour. V'hori Omer, this is a second approach, D'eino Tzorach. Things are not as pressing as the first approach makes it seem. D'ho D'koma Shispalo Tfilas HaMincha Koidem, that which we are saying, that if you have a choice of Mincha and Musaf, daven the Mincha first, that's in a case where the person himself is pressed for time, where he won't be able to daven mincha at its time. This expression bismano might be a reference to later in the day, which is mincha ketana, so that he won't have time to daven later on. And because he won't have time later on, he has only now. And the now is after 6.5 hours, he's got to get both tefillas in. For example, someone who has to go to a large meal, like a wedding feast, that he's afraid that if he were to wait later in the day, he'll have been involved with this wedding meal. Or he may become intoxicated and not be able to daven later on. So, being that this is a consideration for the person, that do it now because I can't do it later, then we say daven the mincha before the musaf. Abol im hoyo lo sheus es palo achar tfilas musaf tfilas mincha bizmano. If let's say a person were to daven musaf first, but this person doesn't have pressing matters later on, and he'll be able to get in the mincha while it's still its time, ein lo lahakdim tefilas hamincha, then he should not do mincha first, eli yispalo keseder musaf v'achar kach mincha, then he should follow the order. And when Tosfos says the order, he's very likely referring to the order of the korbanos, where the tomid shel ben abayim was in effect the last korban of the day to be offered, and musaf was always before the mincha, so that we are interested in preserving the order of the korbanos when it comes to tefillah. After all, the tefillos keneged tamidim tiknum, especially musaf, and the musaf was done before the tomid shel ben abayim, which is represented by the mincha davening. So, as we summarize this Tosfos, the first approach of the Tosfos is that under all circumstances, when the Zman of Mincha comes upon you, and you still haven't davened Musaf, you're going to have to daven Mincha first. According to the second approach in Tosfos, the whole concept of davening Mincha before Musaf is under specific restrictive circumstances where he won't have time to daven Mincha later in the day. And if it's a question of preserving waiting or losing out on mincha altogether, so we say under those circumstances, daven mincha first, and then the musaf. But if you have plenty of time in the day later in which to daven the mincha, then we will be interested in preserving the korban order. The next tosis, kinematargim Rav Yosef al de'achru zmane mo'adaya. This was an explanation given for the posuk found in Tzfanya, nugei mimoyei nosafti mimei choyu, and we wanted to know how do you see in that posuk some reference to smashing. So we have the targum of Rav Yosef, which said tavro osi al sinem di beis Yisrael de'achru zmane mo'adaya b'Yerushalayim. If the posuk were talking about the holidays, because the word mo'adaya in the original posuk was nugi mimo'ed, if it were talking about the holidays, ein shayich lomar loshen ichur, the idea of delaying, what sense would that mean, delaying a holiday? Shari ein lohem tashlumen, the holidays are not something that you can make up later on. Therefore, the pasuk must be talking about from something that the concept of delay has relevance, and that is the case with regard to tefillah. We continue with the Tosfos on Amud Beis, a very short Tosfos. The Gemara at this point had said that we don't follow the ruling of Rabbi Shimon Levi, who had said, "Kevon shigia zman filas amincha osur litoim klum." The Tosfos explains ve'is lei l'Rabbi Yoshua, a reference to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, he would hold mafsikin ve'afilu minhu achila. Not only should you not start, but if you started a meal and mincha comes, you have to stop the meal. Velohi, and we don't follow that. In other words, if a person, ideally a person should daven mincha before sitting down to a meal, if it's that time of day. However, if a person did start a meal and you're before, let's say you're in the early hours of the afternoon, and you started a meal, you're allowed to start and continue the meal and daven mincha afterwards. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.